Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great time with our good friends at NFIB. I really have enjoyed being with the folks here. We had a little shindig last night and got to meet some new friends and see some old friends. And as you know, I'm broadcasting live from the Grand Hyatt in downtown Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, working with the NFIB here in my third Small Business Summit. The NFIB 2006 Summit is this year, and we got small business owners coming in from all over the world. I met someone last night from Alaska who was very excited to be here, and also somebody from Canada. The Canada and National Federation of Independent Businesses are represented here. Met a lot of new people there, and I want to introduce you to somebody that you've met before, and he's Todd Stottlemyre, who's the new president, relatively new president and CEO of the NFIB. Todd, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks. Thanks for letting me be here with you this morning. We're so glad you're here in Washington with us.
Well, I appreciate it, Todd. I wouldn't miss it. As you know, anytime a bunch of small business owners are getting together, I feel like I got to be there.
Absolutely.
And congratulations on getting so many folks here to whoop it up on behalf of small business and the NFIB.
Thank you very much. We have over 600 people here in Washington for the next 3 days as part of this National Small Business Summit.
Congratulations. That's a great number of folks, and they were having a good time last night. The Help Caps did a great job. What a great cover band they are.
They absolutely. People had a lot of fun last night. They're going to work hard the next 3 days, but they had a lot of fun last night.
Talk to us about that work. What's going to be going on?
Well, Jim, this is as you know, it's a National Small Business Summit. We have 600 people here from around the country. We're going to hear from congressional leaders. We're going to hear from very significant speakers from the business community, and very importantly, we're going to take it to Capitol Hill. All 600 people will be going to Capitol Hill tomorrow to meet with their representative and senators to talk about the small business agenda.
Taking your bona fides over there and putting them in front of these folks.
That's exactly right.
Who decide so many things that affect the small business, their life, and the success of a small business.
That's exactly right. We're going to take it to the Hill, and we're real excited about that tomorrow.
Now, how's that going to work? Are they going to meet their own delegation, or
they are.
They get over there, split up, and go to their own delegation offices?
They're going to split up, and we think we have
like a bunch of ants.
That's exactly right.
Hitting a picnic, right?
A bunch of ants hitting a picnic with a lot of food around, and we're going to be out and active, and they're going to speak to their own representative and their senators from their home state, and they're going to talk about important issues like health care, like repeal the death tax, like ending frivolous lawsuits. So it's going to be a great day tomorrow. This is representative democracy at its very best.
Well, I hope some of them are going to praise those who voted for small business health plans and who voted for repealing the death tax. And I hope that they take to task those who voted against it. Those two issues.
They absolutely will.
Those are two issues that we had some bad news on the last 30 days.
Well, as you know, Jim, we got a majority of votes on both issues, but in the United States Senate, it takes 60 votes. So
right.
We need to go find 5 votes on small business health plans and 3 votes to repeal the death tax. And our activists will be on Capitol Hill tomorrow talking to those who did not vote with us the last time.
And that's what elections are all about, too, aren't they?
Absolutely. We have an important election later this year, and that is what elections are all about. It's about accountability, holding people accountable for whether or not they supported the small business agenda.
You know, one of the things that I try to get small business owners to do, Todd, more and more, we have a lot of single issue voters in America. We got people who vote on women's right to choose and abortion. We've got people who are interested in immigration. We got environmentalists, people who are interested in that. And they're sort of that's the most important thing that they think about. I want small business owners to be a little more single-minded about their voting. I want them to say, wait a minute, you know, I don't get to talk about all these other things if my business doesn't stay in business, if I can't be competitive. So I'm going to be a little more single-issued about the things that are important to small business. We've got to get more small business owners involved in the political process, don't we?
Absolutely. I mean, we are the job creators of America. Our agenda is the American agenda in terms of economic growth. And we need to be active because our voice needs to be heard. Our voice needs to be heard on public policy issues. And we need to tell Congress it's critical that we promote policies that advance the free enterprise system.
Well, and one of the things One of the ways to do that, ladies and gentlemen, and I say this, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I say this as a 15, maybe 16-year member of the FIB, Todd.
I know that.
I've been making an investment in this organization for a long time, longer than I've been doing the Small Business Advocate Show. And so, folks, I put my money where my mouth is. And in my opinion, one of the best investments you can make is to join an organization like the NFIB and let your small contribution, and it is a pretty small contribution, aggregate with the contributions of hundreds of thousands of other small business owners. So you got folks like Todd and some of the other people you're going to meet here today, and the other people you've been meeting on my show since day one of this show. The first guest on my show was an NFIB member, a representative, 97. So those folks can go to Capitol Hill, can go to the state houses, and can represent you and try to influence them, these folks, to vote on things, to pass laws and regulations that help you and me make payroll on Friday.
That's exactly right. Together, we have a strong voice. Separately, we do not. And we need to have people hear that voice, the voice of small business, the voice of the job creators in the United States.
If we don't do that, we're going to continue to get more of what we have been getting for a long time, and that's to be basically disregarded.
That's exactly right. To be inactive, to not participate in the political process, then you're going to get results that you're not going to like. We've
right.
got to be active in the political process.
Well, absolutely. Todd, in the 2 minutes I've got left before we got to get some of your peeps on here, some of your members on here, what's your vision for the NFIB? You're the brand new president. What do you think?
Well, Jim, my vision for the NFIB is to really build on the proud 63-year history of the organization. We have been the voice and continue to be the voice for small business in America, small and independent business in America, and to advance the free enterprise system. And I want to build on that. I want to see us grow in numbers, because if we grow in numbers, we grow in clout, and our voice will be louder. And that's very important. So a very important objective is growth in membership. I also want to see us tap into some of the new ownership communities in America, women-owned businesses,
right.
minority-owned businesses, growing very fastly and quickly in this country. And I want to see those individuals become members of the NFIB as well. That will just strengthen our voice in Washington and in the 50 state capitals around the United States.
No question about it, because certainly those are groups that are emerging as the fast-growing sectors of the economy, of small business itself. And I think, I know women are very much interested in the political issues.
They are, absolutely. And some of our best members are women-owned businesses. They're very active. They've built great businesses, and they're great advocates for small business and great advocates for free enterprise.
Todd, thank you for having me here today and tomorrow. I'm looking forward to being with you the rest of the week. Congratulations on your new assignment and on the great week you're going to have together.
Jim, thank you so much for having me again. I look forward to being back the next time.
Thank you. Todd Stoudemire, ladies and gentlemen, president and CEO of the National Federation of Independent Business. That's NFIB.com, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back with a small business owner. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.